The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 31, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 30th of May, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Translation: the order carriers of Yamaraja were snatching the soul from the core of the heart of Bhajamil, the husband of the prostitute. But with resounding voices, the messengers of Lord Vishnu, the Vishnu Dutas, forbade them to do so.
Vikarsatu antar vidaya dashipotim majamilam jamat preshyan Vishnu Duta bharayamasu rojasa. So the Yamaduta was dragging Ajami, not this body, but the soul. Body will stay there, but the soul has been. And now, where from? Because Satu Antarvida, from the core of the heart. Now, from this Shastra you can understand where the soul is. Soul is not in the brain or not in the ear, no. Therefore, when the soul is taken away or goes away from the heart, we say heart failure. Heart failure means the soul has gone. The soul lives in the heart. This is proved from the Shastra. Not only the soul, but the super soul also is there. Super soul is God, Krishna, and the individual soul. They are living together. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam, this is Ishvara, the Supreme Lord, He is also there. Very minute form. Anoraniyanga mahato mahina. The dimension of the soul is also mentioned in this Shastra. 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. Kīrāgra sadbhāga sa sadhā kalpita sa ca jīva bhāga sa vikyaya sa anantāya kalpita. Very minute. So they see that minute portion of God is so powerful. Just like potassium cyanide. The minute quantity, if you take one grain, immediately you die. Immediately you die. Similarly, if some ordinary material thing is so powerful, just imagine the spirit, soul, how much powerful he is. And they have no machine to find out. How they will find out? 1/10,000 part of the hair. We cannot see the tip of the hair is so small. And divide it into 10,000 parts. That one part is the dimension of the soul. Everything is there in this Shastra. Upanishad, kesāgra satabhāga sa sadadhā kalpita sa ca jīva bhāga sa vikyaya. And it is very powerful. We can take the example. There's a very minute quantity of potassium cyanide. There is no taste. In chemical analysis, there is a taste. So up to date, nobody has tasted potassium cyanide. Because as soon as the chemist will test immediately, he will not be able to say what he will test. So, to understand from the Shastra, Shastra Chakhusha, the Vedas say that you have to see through the Shastra, through the authoritative Shastra. With these blunt eyes, what can you see? You are so much anxious. Everyone says, can you show me God? What you can see? What is the power of your eyes? You cannot see your eyelid. The eyelid is attached to the eye. Can you see? Now you can see God. You're so perfect. It's like if there is some particle within the eyelid, you become embarrassed. But why the eye is attached? Why not see and take it away? Respect you. So what is the power of your eyes? You cannot see the nearest and you cannot see in distant place. You cannot see in darkness. So many conditions. So you are always under the conditions and you declare independent. How foolishness it is. Your senses are all imperfect. No senses are perfect. You can use the senses under certain condition only. I am clean, this is my hand. And as soon as there is some nervous disability, it is paralyzed. Finish. So actually, we are claiming that this is mine, but you have no right to claim it. You are dependent. Suppose if you live in a rented apartment, you cannot claim that this is your apartment. It belongs to the landlord. You are allowed to stay here under certain conditions. You are not proprietor. Similarly, this body is Krishna. What is his body? Bhumi rapana lo vayu khangamano vidhi body is constituted of these things. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and you. And Krishna says, Vinna me prakriti astudha. These are mine. My things. You cannot create water, you cannot create earth, you cannot create fire, you cannot create ether, nothing. So this body is panchabhut, five elements. So you have not created, Krishna has created. So how it is your body? It is Krishna's body. He has given you the concession. Then you can live. You can live peacefully, you can enjoy the products which I have given to you. I have given you food grains, I have given you fruits, flowers. Or even if you want to eat meat, that also I have given you. You cannot produce an animal. So everything you are eating, given by God, your body is given by God. Your mind is given by God. And you yourself, the soul, you are also part and parcel of God. So where is your independent existence? There is no independence. This is knowledge. Not only that, because you have forgotten that everything belongs to Krishna. He is also sitting with you. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddeshe vajra sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishta. Again, he says riddhi in the heart. Sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishta. Mattasmiti jnanam apohanancha. Everything is there. So God and the living entity both are within this heart. So those who are yogis, they want to find out that God is sitting with me, let me see, by meditation. That is yogi's business. Dhyana vasthita tadgatena manasa pasyantiyam yogino. This is real yoga system. Dhyana vasthita tadgatena manasa pasyantiyam. Not that manufacturing something, nonsense. That's so that you'll be stout and strong to enjoy sex or your power of business brain will expand. This is not yoga. These are blocks. Real yoga system is to find out within the heart where is God. My business is that I have forgotten God. The karmis, they are. Karmis, real karmis, they do not forget. The upstarts, the rascals, they forget. Karmis also, just like they go to church or to go to temple, they ask some favor from God. Artho, Arthati, Gyani, Jigyas. Chatudvidha bhajante maam. In the Bhagavad Gita, everything is spent. Four kinds of man begins God consciousness. And what kind of man is? Sukritino, one who has background of pious life, not the rogues and rascals. A little pious activities one has done, agyato sukriti. Suppose everyone has got some charitable disposition of mind. In that disposition of mind, if by chance he gives to some Vaishnava some money, that becomes a credit. That is called agyato sukriti. He does not know that I am getting some, of course, people they pay to saintly person, brahmana, that dātabham is ijadna. Yes, charity should be given. So that charity goes into his credit. Chatudvidha bhajante maam sukriti na arjuna. Those have got background of pious life. So, even one goes to the church, oh God give us our daily bread, he is not ordinary person. He is pious man. He has gone to God to ask. He has not gone to anyone. No, my Lord, I am very poor man, no money. Kindly give me some money. That was accepted. Of course, he should not be foolish. That God is giving me everything without asking. So why should I bother God asking? That is advanced devotion. Therefore, pure devotee, they do not ask anything from God. They simply want to give service. Now why should I ask God? God knows my necessities. He says, Jogokhemam Bahamyaham. My duty is, this body belongs to God, I belong to God, my mind belongs to God, everything belongs to God, and I will have to simply offer, my dear Lord, I have brought this little flower, fruit, kindly accept. Nothing belongs to you. The fruit is God's, the flower is God's, you are God, simply you have to change your consciousness. This is Krishna. Everything is given by God. You have not manufactured the fruit or flower or your body or your nothing. This is Krishna consciousness. When you understand that everything belongs to God, why it should be utilized for other purposes? It should be utilized for God. There is another example. Just like somebody drops his money bag, unconsciously drops. So somebody picks up and he thinks, oh, here is so much money, put it in my pocket. He's a thief. That is karmi. Karmi is trying to simply take from God's property and put it in his own pocket. That is good. Bring me more. And the Gyani, he sees that one purse is there, somebody has left. So why shall I touch it? Let it remain there. He doesn't touch anyone's property. Gyani, why shall I give it up? Let it remain. He's Gyani. But a bhakta, he finds it first. So what is duty? He does not put into the back pocket, neither he throws and let it be there. He finds out who is the prophet. Who is the prophet? So he can ask somebody. If anyone has lost anything, so somebody says, yes, yes, I've lost my purse. You can examine whether it belongs to him. Or without examining, sir, here is a purse. Yes, it is. So these three men, who is best? The man who takes the purse and puts in his pocket, he or one, the man who neglects Brahma Sattva Jagat Mithya, right? Why shall I tell? This is Mithya. This is false. He is good. Or one who puts in the pocket, he is good. Or one who finds house and gives to the prophet, who is good? The last one, devotee. Therefore, devotee's business is to know that everything belongs to Krishna. It must be used for Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. He is neither tyagi nor bhogi. Bhogi means takes the thing and utilizes for his own sense gratification. That is called bhogi, sense gratification. Oh, I have got this bag, very nice. It will help me in going to the restaurant for 1 week. That is bhogi. And tyagi means, this is all material. Why shall I touch? I am Brahmasmi, I am Brahma. He is better than the rascal who takes the money and uses his own purpose. Kanmi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Koti Kormi Madhe Ak Gyani Srishta. The Gyani, he does not touch anyone's property, that is very good. Than the Kormi, because Kormi takes others' property and utilizes for his own purpose. But bhakta is neither kormi nor gyani. So there are two kinds of religious system. The kormis, karmakanda and gyanakanda. The Vedas, there are three kandas. It is therefore Vedas' name is Troi. Troi means there are three different phases of activities. Karmakanda, gyanakanda and upasana. That is the teachings of the Vedic literature. So, when Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Paritrajya Mamekam Saranam Bhaja, because there are two kinds of men in this world. One is Kormi and one is Gyan. Kormis are trying to usurp all the money of the world and utilize it for sense gratification. Their Kormis. Sarvakama, they are described in the Shastra, Sarvakama. Akama, Sarvakama, Moksakama, Udharati. So, when Krishna says that Sarvadharma and Paritrajya, Sarva means all. So, generally, in the material world, two things are going on. The Kormis are busy to acquire money for a sense gratification. And the Gyanis, they are giving up the word as Mithya. Brahma Sattva Jagat Mithya. Brahma is true and is not Mithya. So Krishna says, you give up all this business. Mami Kam Saranam Bhaja. You do everything for me. That's all. Don't utilize the access of the world for your self gratification. Neither you give it up as mithya. Why mithya? I have created. Why it should be mithya? Mithya means false. Whatever God has created, that is not false, everything. So our Krishna consciousness view is that everything created by God is not mithya. It is fact. Everything is fact. Don't say necessarily this is mithya, this is false. Why it is false? God is truth. If he has created anything, that is also truth. Why it should be false? That is Vaishnava view. Truth does not come out of untruth. Truth comes from truth. Something comes from something. Something does not come from nothing. This is void. So, we should not be impersonalist, we should not be voidist. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. Shunyavadi means voidist, and Nirvishesha means impersonalist. So the whole world is going on like that. So, we should be careful about these voidists and impersonalists. We should take direct instruction from Krishna, and he advises, jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat asnasi, jat tapasasi, kurusyata madarpanam. You can do whatever you like, but the result should be given to you. Karmanne bhadikaraste ma palesuta. Then you become Krishna conscious. Of course, Krishna does not advise that you become a thief and all the money stolen you bring to me. He does not say that. That is, now, but even if you are a thief, still you cannot. Don't use it for your sense gratification. Just karosi, whatever it means. If you do not, cannot earn honestly, dishonestly, you give it. So, this is Krishna consciousness, and from this verse we can understand that the Atma, the soul, is within the heart, where they are searching the soul. So, if you want to find out where is soul, and if you dissect the heart, then soul is gone. That is another danger. So better understand from the authority. That is knowledge. Shastra chakrusya. Shastra, from authoritative statement of Shastra, you see. Don't see by your blunt eyes, rascal, his consciousness. Then you never find the actual fact. Shastra chakrusya. Authority. Just like here, Shastra says, here is the soul. The Jamunaj is snatching, dragging the soul, not his leg or hand. There is no business. As soon as the soul is gone, the leg or hand and everything becomes a lump of matter. That's what is usual. Because Satru, Antarvidaya. Antarvidaya, core of heart. Antar means within the heart. It is Antarvidaya, Dasipati. Nowadays, sometimes one becomes a prostitute. That is very usual now. But in India, still, nobody will marry a prostitute. Nobody. In the Western country, never mind to see the prostitute. If she marries and gets a certificate, that's all. So this is old custom. Once one girl becomes prostitute, she will never be touched. The Krishna married 16,000 wives. Krishna can't do everything, that is another thing. So these 16,000 girls were kidnapped by that Bhavasu. So, without finding any way how to be escaped from this Asura's hand, they appeal to Krishna that you save us, this is our position. So Krishna is Bhaktavatsala. He came and released them and killed the Bhavasura and asked them, now you can go to your father's house. So they began to cry. Why? Now our fathers will not accept us because we have been kidnapped. Let's see. We have been kidnapped. I have no right to go to the father. And you are not married also. Then, what do you want? You kindly marry us. All right, come on. Believe Krishna. Yes. You have no center, you are taking my center, come out. I shall give you all palaces, come. This is Krishna. Take center of Krishna, never mind what is your position, Krishna will accept you and give you all comfort. Even you are kidnapped, even you are prostitute, I will give you protection. So why, son, we should not take center of Krishna? This is very natural conclusion. Thank you.